What if we choose something else? What if we choose something like a turkey sandwich? A turkey sandwich, most sliced breads have about 10% of your recommended daily value of salt. If you put anything on top of that sliced bread, if you add turkey, cheese, ham, whatever you want to add, all of that at quite a lot of salt. If you cover it with another piece of bread, that is another 10%. If you spread anything on your bread when you're eating it, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, salt, and all of that, and the pickles as well, you can, with quite a conservative turkey sandwich, have up to 50% of your daily value of salt, more than the bag of chips that you might choose to avoid if you're trying to lower your salt content. Raisin bran for a healthy breakfast. Even when we start out breakfast in the morning, the salt is there in the cereals that we eat. And really, 350 milligrams of sodium. Milk that you add to your cereal also has salt, and so you can start out with a healthy breakfast and already be a little bit behind the eight ball in terms of your salt intake for the day. So this turns out that the sources of salt in our grocery bags, most of it is actually coming from breads and cereals. From breads, from cereals, from pastas, from pastries, all of those really are the major contributors to salt in our diet. About a quarter comes from meat and meat products, and about 8% from milk and milk products. And obviously this varies depending on whether you're a vegetarian or other things, but it turns out that whether you're a vegetarian or you eat meat, it's pretty hard to avoid salt if you're eating processed, prepared, or packaged foods. Why do food manufacturers use so much salt? Well, we know historically that salt is an important preservative. So over time, before people had refrigeration, people used salt as a way to keep food from going bad. It turns out that this is probably not the main reason right now that that there's so much salt or sodium in the foods that we eat. That there are a few foods that really require sodium-containing preservatives, but many more that don't and still have much more sodium added to them than is required for preservation. A major reason is taste. Turns out that salt is a very cheap way to add flavor to food. Those of you who bake chocolate chip cookies, you know that you need salt to make sweet things taste good, and you also need salt to make salty, savory food taste good. And it's a very cheap way to do it if you are trying to keep the cost down on a packaged food product. It turns out that our bodies get very habituated to salty foods, and we learn to get that food should taste as salty as it currently tastes. The good news is that this can be unlearned.